Tenor saxophonist Lester Young was born 100 years ago yesterday, on August 27, 1909. He came to prominence in the 1930s as a member of Count Basie's band and as a sideman with Billie Holiday. Later, he went out on his own and took part in stage jam sessions on Jazz at the Philharmonic tours. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says as a saxophonist, Lester Young was an original who inspired some of jazz's hottest and coolest players.
Lester Young playing the blues in 1944, sometimes writing one repeated note, a move copied by Illinois Jacquet and umpteen rhythm and blues saxophonists. In the 1930s, Young set the tone for jazz musicians who seem a little too cool for the world. He was a contrarian, even held his saxophone at an odd angle. David Stone Martin once drew him playing before the Tower of Pisa, leaning the other way. And he had a gift for memorable metaphorical slang. Lester on caring for his baby daughter. "I don't mind the waterfall, but I can't stand the mustard." He nicknamed everybody and everything, but friend and colleague Billie Holiday gave him his nickname, Prez, short for President of the Tenor Saxophone.
A sailboat in the moonlight and you. Wouldn't that be heaven? A heaven just for two. A soft breeze on a June night and you. What a perfect setting for letting dreams come true. A chance to...
When Lester Young was coming up, he often got compared to reigning tenor sax champ Coleman Hawkins. Prez didn't set out to contradict Hawk, he just followed his own lights, but the contrast was striking. Hawkins was all poise and elegance, weaving rhapsodic melodies out of notes found in or implied by a tune's ever-changing chords. Prez's tone was lighter, and his lines floated over the chords, as if he got to the changes a little early or late. It gave his solos an aloof, detached quality. But he also had an airborne sense of swing beyond Hawkins. Basie's Lester Leaps In, 1939. 3 years earlier, after kicking around the Midwest and Southwest for years, Lester Young had come east with Basie's blues-drenched Kansas City band. En route, in Chicago, they'd cut a classic small group date, including blues shouter Jimmy Rushing.
I may be wrong, but I won't be wrong all the way. And I may be wrong, but I won't be wrong all the way. You're gonna long for me, baby, one of these all rainy
days. That's the blues as music of defiance. May be blue, but won't be blue always. But Lester Young also knew the woeful blues, He was drafted in World War II, and predictably, an odd-talking, contrary African-American pothead with a white wife didn't really fit the 40s Army. He was court-martialed and locked up for 10 months. Legend says he was a broken man ever after, but friends denied it, and he didn't always sound it. Dong, 1949, with bebop drummer Roy Haynes. After the war, bebop was jazz's new wave, and boppers dug how Young leaned behind the beat to sound relaxed and yet build suspense. Charlie Parker's alto could sound like early Prez speeded up. But after the war, Young's ballads could get more heavy, less aloof and detached. Even his blithe old way of harping on one note could sound forlorn. In the 1950s, Lester Young made some nice records, but went into slow decline, mired in depression and drink. He was bitter about the greater success of some cool white saxophonist he inspired. He once quipped, "Stan gets the money." Young's solo on Billie Holiday's Fine and Mellow from the 1957 TV show The Sound of Jazz finds him all but fading away on camera. It's worth seeing on YouTube, also for the way Billie looks at him. Lester Young insisted jazz musicians needed to find their own styles. And in fairness to admirers Illinois Jacquet, Charlie Parker, and Stan Getz, none of them sounded quite like him. So they got the message. As Prez himself once put it, originality is the thing. You can have tone and technique and a lot of other things, but without originality, you ain't really nowhere.
That's Lester Young. Kevin Whitehead teaches at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com.